Next item, permits, projects over $50,000 with no objection, with staff recommendation for approval. Chief Tony Watkinson.
Commissioner Bowman, members of the commission. As Commissioner Bowman stated, these are those projects over $50,000 in value. Staff has conducted a public interest review for these projects. There are no objections, and staff has recommended approval. I will read the items and paraphrase in a few instances because of the length of the specific items on the agenda. We have 10 page 2 items. First item is Bill Brown is requesting authorization to replace a failing bulkhead with 160 linear feet of a new bulkhead that will encroach no more than 2 feet channelward of the existing structure at his property situated along Sunset Creek in Hampton. In this case, staff is recommending a royalty in the amount of $320 for the filling of 320 square feet of state-owned submerged land at a rate of $1 per square foot. Item 2B is Frederick Fisher III. Mr. Fisher is requesting authorization to construct 1,044-foot-long gapped rock sill structure, which will be a maximum of 39 feet channeled of mean low water, which will be backfilled with 3,100 cubic yards of sand and cobble material and planted with tidal wetlands and riparian vegetation. This is to reduce shoreline erosion and protect an existing historic brick and mortar retaining wall at his property situated along the James River at Westover in Charles City County. In this case, staff is recommending approval with the assessment of a royalty in the amount of $414.25 for the placement of the sandy cobble fill over 8,285 square feet of state-owned subaqueous land at a rate of 5 cents per square foot. Item 2C, Charles Thomas requests authorization to reconstruct an existing 5-foot wide by 300-foot long 39-slip commercial pier with a 5-foot wide by 80-foot long T-head and 17 finger piers and install approximately 509 linear feet of replacement bulkheading, encroaching a maximum of 2 feet channelward of the deteriorated structure at their existing marina situated along Chisholm Creek in York County. Item 2D, Kimmage's Wharf Associates, LLC, is requesting authorization to construct a 6-foot wide by 500-foot long 12-slip community pier with an 8-foot wide by 76-foot long T-head, 12 finger piers, and 12 uncovered boat lifts at property situated along the James River in Charles City County. Staff recommends approval conditioned on the applicant recording restrictive covenants prohibiting the construction of private piers for lots 1 through 6, and we also recommend an encroachment royalty of $16,050 for the encroachment of the pier and slips over 10,700 square feet of state-owned subaqueous land at a rate of $1 per square foot. Item 2E, the City of Virginia Beach et al. Request authorization to place approximately 2 million cubic yards of beach quality sand along the 5-mile stretch of Sandbridge Beach, situated along the Atlantic Ocean in Virginia Beach. Beach nourishment will include hydraulic pumping sand from the Sandbridge Shoals Borough area, which is located approximately 3 nautical miles offshore, to the beach area between the Navy's Dam Neck Fleet Training Center to the north and the Back Bay National Wildlife Refuge to the south. In this case, nourishment is proposed to occur approximately every 3 years during the life of a commission permit. In this instance, we are recommending the initial permit be approved for a period of 5 years. Item 2F, Metro Machine Corporation. In this case, they are requesting a modification to a previously existing permit. They wish to construct an extension onto an existing electrical transformer platform, an open pile concrete pier trestle, a portable steel ramp, and install 2 car floats, which are 361 and 290 feet in length, respectively, and they will be placed end-to-end. They will construct a horseshoe-shaped mooring dolphin with an outboard timber and rubber fender system. And all of this is intended to support shipyard activities related to the maintenance, repair, and overhaul of the U.S. Navy's LPD-17 class vessels, immediately northeast of their existing floating dry dock at their facility situated at the confluence of the eastern and southern branches of the Elizabeth River in the city of Norfolk. They also, as part of this project, will be relocating an existing steel walkway. Item 2G, the city of Norfolk, requests authorization to install a 3-foot by 5-foot box culvert adjacent to an existing culvert beneath Blair Avenue near DuPont Circle to improve drainage and tidal flow to an unnamed tributary to the Lafayette River in the city of Norfolk. Item 2H, the city of Norfolk requests authorization to maintenance dredge on an as-needed basis as much as 26,000 cubic yards per cycle of state-owned subaqueous material from the existing 6,400-foot-long channel within Broad Creek with varying widths between 25 and 40 feet. The channel will be dredged to a maximum depth of -5.5 feet at mean low water and will include a 30-foot turning basin at its northern terminus. In this case, we recommend inclusion of our standard dredging conditions. And the material in this case will be placed in Craney Island disposal area. Item 2I, Columbia Gas of Virginia, requests authorization to replace an existing natural gas pipeline currently suspended from the Route 61 bridge over the New River in the town of Narrows in Giles County. They will do this by installing a 6-inch diameter natural gas pipeline beneath approximately 483 linear feet of the New River by directional bore method, which will be placed immediately upstream of the Route 61 bridge. In this case, staff recommends the assessment of a royalty in the amount of $1,449 for the gas line's encroachment over 483 linear feet of state-owned submerged land at a rate of $3 per linear foot. And the last page 2 item, Dozier Marine Incorporated et al. Request authorization to remove a deteriorated timber jetty and construct a new 140-foot-long vinyl jetty and to construct 220 linear feet of vinyl wave attenuator, remove two floating pier sections, and install a 12-foot by 220-foot and a 10-foot by 70-foot floating concrete pier sections and a 12-foot by 40-foot angled platform area to reorient their mooring piers and improve wave attenuation at the Regatta Point Yacht Club facility situated along Broad Creek in Middlesex County. I'd be happy to try and answer any questions that you might have.
Any questions from members of the commission for Mr. Watkinson? Thank you, Tony. This is a public hearing. Is there anyone in the audience for or against these projects that wishes to be heard by the commission? There being none, the matter is before the commission for action.
Mr. Chairman, move approval of the page 2 items.
Motion made by Mr. Robbins, seconded by Mr. Tankard. Further discussion? All in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carries unanimously. Thank you.